The Wanted, they perform that on X Factor on Sunday nights. It's Lose My Mind, 8:17, the cast of Glee performing. A little clap of Glee for that. Cast of Glee performing on X Factor this Sunday night. Very excited about that. Right, it's time to find out what happened when I spoke to Rick Edwards from T4. He was on to talk about Christmas shopping. And we did this interview a couple of weeks ago. So it was the day that the whole Jason Manford One Show Twitter naughty text things had broken. So that's why I asked him a couple of questions that I do. And first of all, I decided to find out where I was in the queue, because these celebrities, they sort of pop them into a studio in London and they do about 50 interviews in a row. And if you get to them when you're interviewer number 49, they can be a bit bored. So I just thought I'd check my ground. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Sophie.
Am I the first one, or have there been people before me?
Do you know what? You are the silver medalist in terms of order.
Always so, the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Well, hang on. No, silver medal is not bridesmaid. Silver medal, you're on the podium, Sophie.
So how are you? Looking forward to the weekend?
Well. Yeah, I think we all look forward to the weekend.
Always.
You'd be a fool not to look forward to the weekend, wouldn't you?
I think so, yeah. But then technically you work at the weekend, so do you look forward to the week?
It's an interesting point you raise. I still treat my weekend like a weekend, even though I do work at the weekend.
Yeah.
I just think, okay, get that out of the way and then enjoy myself. Not to say I don't enjoy my work.
Uh-huh.
Because most of the time I do.
Are you looking at all the tabloids this morning and thinking today might be a good day to put yourself forward for the One Show?
Yes, it's interesting,
isn't
it?
You've got to be in it to win it.
Yes, you have. I don't know if they're going to come a knocking per se. But it's quite interesting because I don't know the details of what's gone on exactly. But it seems like the texts were sort of, the ones that I heard, were just quite sort of playful,
yeah.
I would have thought. But, no, nah, there you go.
It's got to be good when there's a phenomenon that coins a word. Like, they've coined sexting within about 2 days. And I was like, I didn't even... Is this a concept?
No, hang on. Sexting's been around for
really?
A while. Sexting,
am I
honestly,
just the only person that didn't know about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I think you are, actually, Sophie.
God!
Sexting is all the rage with kids. Kids love to sext.
I thought this was a brand new phenomenon.
No. You're
gutted.
Unfortunately, you're behind the times, Sophie.
Unbelievable.
Sexting has been going on behind your back for ages.
I feel left out now. Although a couple of friendly men did offer to educate me on sexting on Twitter this morning. I figure I'm not going to take them up on that offer.
I think in the interest of research, you probably should take them up on it.
Now, Christmas is coming. You're on to talk to us about spending, essentially.
Yes.
And man spending, because this is one that is close to my heart, because my other half is such a girl when it comes to clothes. And I caught him the other day modelling his new boots in the mirror.
Yeah, and?
Like,
nothing wrong with that.
Come on, 10 years ago, if a man had done that, you'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I suppose you would. But I quite like the fact that now it's getting more and more acceptable for us to appreciate our appearance more. and also, it's better for you as well, because I imagine those boots are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Are they nice boots?
Well, they're better than the horrible Second World War pilot aviator hat he's just bought from Gap, which has got like sheepy wool. Do you know what I mean? Like the sort of fleecy flaps down the sides.
It's got a sort of a shearling lining.
Yes.
I don't want to tell you, I've got one of those myself.
Oh, no, Rick!
Go slightly, yes. Go slightly easy on that.
Seriously. I actually put a picture on my Twitter page the other day and said, I'm having problems with this hat. What does everyone else think? And it was genuinely, it was a positive reception. So I think it's just me.
This conversation is telling me that you are just slightly behind the times. You didn't know about sexting. You're not on the lovely shearling aviator hats.
God. So I'm just going to give up and go back to bed, I think.
I think maybe I need to spend half an hour after this and just tell you about a few things that are going on.
Just take me shopping, maybe, and tell me about modern trends, you know.
Well, if I did take you shopping, I'd more than likely spend more money than you.
Yes.
Is the research that T-Mobile have done and found that men are now overtaken women in terms of their spending. So they're spending about 10% more a month on kind of... No, you don't want to call it tat. But, you know, like disposables.
Hats, so, tatty hats.
Yes. Yeah. So clothes, for example, the hats, the boots, and gadgets.
All right, more from Rick Edwards. More cussing of me and more about man shopping after Rumour and Aretha at Glide. I got Aretha.